This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Careful what you ask for. You just might get it, Hillary. You might just steal the election. Then, the crown king nothing. Because everyone will know. Wish I may, wish I might.
Wish I may, wish I might. Have this I wish tonight. Are you satisfied?
This is a battle between trendiness and emptiness and mindlessness. A battle between the owners of the throngs of dumbed-down, mindless fools and those that are trying to recapture and regain the idea that built civilization. Oh, it's easy to point back at different human endeavors. Look at how the innovators stumble. To paraphrase Teddy Roosevelt, but where would you be without those innovators? And it's the West that tried to end slavery. It's the West that tried to empower women, and in some cases succeeded. And now it is a cacophony of globalists bringing back slavery, packaging it as if it's the latest, coolest thing. But it's a slavery of words, a slavery of ideas, a slavery of economic bondage. And it's a slavery of delusion, believing you're part of the power structure, believing you're part of the system. And you guys just popped in my ear. It must be Key Intel. What's that again? Trump calls Obama founder of ISIS, and then they go on and say he's not. What does that mean? Does that just mean they just say he's not? Like, I know you are, but what am I? Like, if you tell a fire hydrant it's a red fire hydrant, it is a red fire hydrant. You just say, no, I'm not a red fire hydrant. I identify as a fruit tree. I mean, Obama and Hillary are the people that ran the program to turn Islamic State loose and give it weapons, and the former head of defense intelligence of others have come out and said it. And Trump knows that when he exposes this and they start countering him and they start saying he's a liar, it's going to give a platform. That's how Trump's traps work. He comes out and says something that sounds outrageous, that's true. The mainstream media attacks him, and he knows that it will then cause those issues to be exposed. And that's why they're calling him the suicide kamikaze candidate. By the way, who started calling him? I'm not bragging. I just totally get it. Who started calling him? I just remembered this. The suicide kamikaze suicide mission candidate 6 months ago? I did. That's now their term for him. Because I said, he's here to expose the private Federal Reserve. He's here to expose the harassment and attacks on Christians. He's here to expose how our government's allied with Islamic State and radical Islam. He's here to expose how we've got one-sided trade deals and are under globalism, not nationalism. And whether he loses or wins the candidacy, he wins big time by bringing out issues that it's taken us decades to get one-tenth of this out. And so he doesn't get discredited if they destroy him or kill him or steal the election. Unless we buy the hoax that we're discredited, we got beat because we were moral and told the truth and stood up, and then our guy didn't win because they stole it. And my gosh, I mean, that's just terrible. And that's what I want to talk about when I come back from break. I was driving into work this morning, and I flipped through, as I do, four different talk stations, two in San Antonio, two in Austin. And I listened about 5 minutes to each one, and I heard the same thing. And I know all these hosts personally, and some of them very well. And I could just hear they've been told to throw the election to Hillary. I mean, it's everywhere, folks. It's everywhere. And they come in and say, hey, you like your house? You like your pool? You like your BMW? throw this thing to Hillary or you're fired. Take it easy on Hillary. And I can just see it everywhere. I'm going to talk about that when we come back and take your calls.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. Americanism, not globalism. Americanism, not globalism.
The era of economic surrender will finally be over. We will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism.
They have gotten the political establishment and the media establishment to become pure, wanton henchmen of totalitarianism.
If you were a foreign power looking to weaken America, you couldn't do better than Hillary Clinton's economic agenda.
I think what the Chinese have done is really smart.
The skyscrapers went up in Beijing and many other cities around the world, while the factories and neighborhoods crumbled right here in Detroit.
It's all training us to accept less, lowering expectations, a post-industrial world, a new dark age. That's what the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 calls for.
When we abandoned the policy of America first, we started rebuilding other countries instead of our own.
Not a world, Winston, that gets more beautiful and more technological and stronger. A world that gets uglier and stupider and more stunted.
That the government should allow Hillary Clinton to become president of the United States.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Well, I voted for Hillary. I guess I have to since I'm working for her as well.
You want an image of the future, Winston? It's a boot. without stomping on a human face forever.
Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism.
Women are treated, discriminated against in all these countries she took money against. Gays and lesbians are either executed or punished severely. They're mistreated. She claims to be their champion.
Don't look at me, Winston, and see the black circles around my eyes and see how ugly and weak I am, expressing myself and dying, and I torture people 18 hours a day, and I'm a horrible life. That's the beauty of the satanic evil of the priest of power ripping apart humanity. We're here to hurt humans. We're here to suck your guts out.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
And I want to add an addendum to that intro that Josh Owens put together. Because a lot of people won't know specifically the passage from 1984 towards the end of the book where O'Brien has successfully tortured Winston into a servile mental patient who believes 2 plus 2 equals whatever the government says it equals. And that means it can equal 10, it can equal 5, it can equal 4 at the same time if the government says. So a suspension of logic. When you see the social justice warriors saying you're an effing white male, you're not allowed to have an opinion, and they're effing white males saying it to you, there's no irony to them. And you look at that and you say that's a failed ideology. That's not going to win. No, Joseph Goebbels said you want the dumbest, most base ideology so that people don't have to think. You don't want to stimulate the thinking process in the public. You don't want big, fancy, open liberal societies. You don't want things that give people a chance to ever even exercise those mental muscles. You take the Screwtape Letters, a great literature, one of the top demons is talking to one of the sub-demons, and he says, don't try intellectual argument. That will only develop those centers of his brain. Just change the subject if he's thinking about God. Isn't it time to get some lunch? And that's what they do. So O'Brien has black circles around his eyes. He's working 18 hours a day. He's torturing Winston. He's got 50 people he's torturing, you know, off and on during the day. And he says, oh, I know what you're thinking, Winston. And Winston's always horrified. He does know what he's thinking. I look really old. I look really sick. I look like I'm falling apart. Well, that's the health of the state, because this state is about destroying the human spirit. And I read this when I was like 12. And I was like, man, I've read a lot of history, but this is really dark. Then I read it again in college. Then I read it again when I was about 30 years old, because the major director was thinking about remaking 1984. A friend of mine, I was reading 1984 with him at the time and talking to him on the telephone about it. And so I went and I read basically every book, fiction, nonfiction, Orwell written. I sent off for a literature textbook that was like 800 pages long of his letters. And I should make a film not about 1984, not a remake of the film, but about George Orwell or Eric Blair, because he literally ran off and hid to write this book. And he probably didn't die of tuberculosis. He died like 9 months after the book came out. They killed him. And he thought they were going to try to kill him, because he was high-level Fabian socialist in the club. And it was so horrifying to him what they were planning to do to people, he put it in fiction. And 1984 is 1948 when he wrote the book. And of course, I'm not saying that. That's what he wrote in essays. And I tell you, George Orwell was an amazing person. He came from a very elite intellectual family that had even been on the outskirts of a eugenics breeding program. He was married into the... His family was to the Wedgwoods, the Daltons, the Darwins, and others. And he just had done it all, basically. And he was imperial police officer, secret police in India, then a communist in the Spanish Civil War, heavy combat, saw horrible the communists were on both sides, went and worked for MI6, OSS, top propagandist there at the BBC, and wrote 1984 to warn the world. And when you understand, I'm going to read to you just part. I'm going to read you one page from the book, okay? And when you hear this, you understand this is the actual plan, okay? After all the hedonism, after studies show all this porn, make sure you don't enjoy the real thing and where you can't form real relationships. It's all been scientifically laid out. And I'm not saying censor it. I'm for free speech. My point is just be aware of what it's doing. So this is O'Brien torturing Winston, and Winston's, you know, submitting now. Winston gets it. And he says, you know, later, Winston, it's not enough that you get it now. We're going to have to brain damage you further, though, because it's not even good that you even understand this. I just want you to know how we conquered you first before we brainwash you, release you on the street for a year or so. Then we're going to shoot you in the back of the head one day and then burn you up, and you'll never have a name in history, and we're going to shoot you as gas into the atmosphere, okay? Because we're Satanists, and we want to kill God's creation. That's basically what's being said here. And then, see, if you understand this, the ability to be free is 2 plus 2 equals 4. You now understand the whole of it. Now I'm going to go to your phone calls. And we got big Trump news coming up, too. Exactly. By making him suffer, obedience is not enough. Unless he is suffering, how can you be sure that he is obeying your will and not his own? Power is in inflicting pain and humiliation. Power is in tearing human minds to pieces and putting them together again in new shapes of your own choosing. See the Satanism take over the creation, create all these mutations? The uglier the better. I mean, as a religious dowry, the top hedge fund people will pay $100 million, $50 million for a vial of monkey sperm poured on a skull. And you're like, that's not art. It doesn't matter. It's about worth taking all the labor of what poor widows would do eating dog food and old people freezing to death in Detroit and just children not getting enough food at night and going and paying $100 million for cans of elephant manure dumped on the Virgin Mary. And you're like, okay, well, they're just trying to be radical. No, they admit we want to do horrible things. We want to support some little wimp in a, you know, black outfit with real white skin who thinks he's a vampire who runs around and creates the cans of manure as the jet copters land in New York to go in with suitcases of cash. Oh, cans of manure, thank you. You're like, well, that's just mental illness. No, it's not. They're conducting it. It's a ritual. Skip the break. It's too important. Let's go back to the enemy. Exactly. By making him suffer. Obedience is not enough. Unless he is suffering, how can you be sure that he is obeying your will and not his own? Power is in inflicting pain and humiliation. Power is in tearing human minds to pieces and putting them together again in new shapes of your own choosing. Do you begin to see then what kind of world we're creating? It is the exact opposite of the stupid hedonistic utopias that the old reformers imagined. A world of fear and treachery and torment. A world of trampling and being trampled upon. A world which will grow not less but more merciless as it refines itself. Progress in our world will be a progress towards more pain. The old civilizations claimed they were founded on love or justice. Ours is founded upon hatred. In our world, there will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. Everything else, we shall destroy. Everything. Already we are breaking down the habits of thought which have survived from before the revolution. We have cut the links between child and parent, and between man, and between man and woman. No one dares trust a wife or a child or a friend any longer. But in the future, there will be no wives and no friends. Children will be taken from their mothers at birth, North Korea, as one takes eggs from a hen. The sex instinct will be eradicated. Procreation will be an annual formality like the renewal of a ration card. We will abolish the orgasm. Our neurologists are at work upon it now. There will be no loyalty except loyalty towards the party. There will be no love except the love of Big Brother. There will be no laughter except the laugh of triumph over defeated enemy. There will be no art, no literature, no science. When we are omnipotent, we shall have no more need of science. There will be no distinction between beauty and ugliness. There will be no curiosity, no enjoyment of the process of life. And competing pleasures will be destroyed. But always, do not forget this, Winston, always there will be the intoxication of power, constantly increasing and constantly growing subtler. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stomping on a human face forever. Now, think about this. He was there at the OSS and then MI6, and we all knew this forever when we talked about it. It was declassified 2 years ago, that the CIA spent billions in 1940s, 50s, and 60s money to put out ugly art, things that didn't make sense, to tell you that was beauty so that you would get a confused sense of what innately you saw as beautiful. So that then they could finally ratchet it up to show nothing but ugliness, to the point of which you were unable to even recognize beauty and that you would adapt to the ugliness. That's why they made architecture ugly. They made things squat. They made things twisted on purpose, was so that you would lose basically those spiritual connections to the higher and understand that you were transcendent above all this. Now, we all knew this. It's declassified 2 years ago. Education is meant to kill the love of knowledge. It's meant to kill the love of discovery. It's there to make sure none of these young people ever actually read real literature or actually ever begin to get involved in real art. And then they say, oh, the way you'll be successful is you're going to be an NFL football player. Even though there's only, what, a couple thousand NFL football players, even though genetically 99% of people couldn't be an NFL football player, that's where you can still have tribal male dominance and a simulation of the tribe where they can project their advertisements, their control. And Bernays all wrote about this. So that's the new manhood. And they can package the new femininity, and they just completely steal all of our birthrights away from us. Rembrandt, with his pen and brush, being able to capture candlelight that nobody else could do, and to show a human image more human than human, almost show the soul of a person. That's not art. The greatest of the Dutch painters. No, no, no. It's splattering a bunch of random paint where, see, anybody can be a master. And sure, some splattered modern art is okay. But the point is, they said, no, this is the highest level, to set the precedent that they would choose what was high art. They would choose. They would define. Great example of this. We're going to get to it right now. This is what they were telling me during the last break. CNN has come out. I was wondering, because they weren't really covering this, his latest clip, where he doesn't just say Hillary's a founder of ISIS. He says Obama and Hillary are co-founders, which we said 2 years ago over and over again ad nauseum, which is the truth. Our own military said it. So how do they spin it? They go, well, technically the founder of what we call ISIS is this Muslim. It's rhetorical. It is a figure of speech that she helped fund them, protected them, gave them the weapons. She really is at the State Department, and then Obama as the president, the people that allowed this to happen and allowed them to invade Libya and then give them the support they needed to jump ahead into Syria. That's incontrovertible. The head of defense intelligence has come out. Colonel Schaefer's come out. They've had congressional hearings. Ron Paul's talked about it. Senator Cruz has talked about it. Everybody knows that that's informed. But now the DNC's come out on Trump's ISIS claims. Donald Trump should apologize for his outrageous, unhinged, and patently false suggestions of the founding of ISIS, which is yet another out-of-control statement by a candidate who is unraveling before our eyes. That's the Democratic National Committee. Now, if you continue, ladies and gentlemen, they just have a fact check. Oh, they had a big fact check in the Atlantic Monthly. Hit pause. I'll go to that in a minute. And they said that fact check found that Hillary was accurate 70%+ of the time, and Trump was lying 70%. Oh, thank you. And Snopes, a fat lady with a cat, tells me what's reality as well. Snopes tells me that Islamic State, you know, isn't involving the terror attacks in Europe because she said so, and because the media links to them as the authority. Really, here is another article today up on Infowars.com from the Free Beacon. Obama, former top intel official. ISIS is already in America. Slams administration efforts to downplay threat. We have more intel. CENTCOM whistleblowers. Obama distorting ISIS intelligence. CBS this morning up on Infowars.com. And then we have Flynn last year. No, this year on Al Jazeera. The former head relieved by Obama for not backing ISIS. and Al-Qaeda. Former DIA director, U.S. made willful decision to support ISIS in Syria. I mean, that's from 2015. Then he goes on TV this year. And their answer is to just simply say, we have fact checks. Let's go back to CNN. In fact, let's play the CNN clip. The Communist News Network, the Clinton News Network, you know, how about the... I mean, I don't know how you describe how evil these people are. Anderson Cooper endorsed the Arab Spring in Libya and in Syria and in Egypt, our own allies being overthrown and hundreds of churches being blown up. He was sitting on the news saying how beautiful and wonderful it was. These are sick, evil people. And he admits that he's one of the major heirs to one of the robber baron fortunes and is CIA as we speak. It's not even hidden. They have a CIA globalist with his Atlantic accent up there like Thurston Howell III pissing down our backs. I'm sorry, it's what he's doing. Let's go to the club. DNC on Trump's ISIS claims.
Enduring resolve and steady temperament of a commander-in-chief that doesn't fly off the handle at the slightest provocation.
But Hillary does.
Donald Trump has once again shown that he lacks that temperament and that he is simply unfit to hold our nation's highest office. Demand for an apology, which is a word that very rarely comes out of the Trump campaign or out of the man himself. But one word that does often get used is dishonest. That is his favorite word in public anyway for the media that is covering his run
to
the White
House. Now. We have this chicken-necked woman thinking her audience are idiots. And I mean, CNN's audience has gone down by another third. There wasn't much there. Fox has dropped in the last year. 54% in their key demographic, 35% overall. They're dropping as we speak. They are turning into the new CNN. CNN is just moving to the MSNBC. MSNBC is moving to, you know, Mao Zedong level garbage. I mean, literally. And we have Dempsey going 3 years ago and saying we won't be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. We have Senator Paul saying that. We have everybody. Everybody who's thinking knows this. But she's there preying on her moron audience. And they have this fact check on screen showing, no, here, this is the founder. When they mean the founder, they mean the group that funded them and brought them in and protected them. The globalists are the true founders. In fact, let's get the Trump clip ready in a minute. But first, here is General Flynn.
For the sake of our viewers, in 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that if you're worried about the rise of, quote-unquote, Islamic extremism?
I mean, I hate to say it's not my job, but that my job was to ensure that the accuracy of our intelligence that was being presented was as good as it could be. And I will tell you, it goes before 2012. I mean, when we were in Iraq, and we still had decisions to be made before there was a decision to pull out of Iraq in 2011. I mean, it was very clear what we were going to face.
Well, I admire your frankness
on this
subject.
Very clear what we were going to face.
Let me, before we move on, clarify once more. You are basically saying that even in government at the time, you knew those groups were around, you saw this analysis,
sure.
And you were arguing against it. But who wasn't listening?
I think the administration.
So the administration turned a blind eye to your analysis?
I don't know if they turned a blind eye. I think it was a decision. I think it was a willful decision.
A willful decision to go support an insurgency that had Salafist Al-Qaeda
well,
and Muslim
a willful
Brotherhood.
Decision to do what they're doing, which you have to really ask the president, what is it that he actually is doing with the policy that is in place? Because it is very, very confusing.
Right.
I'm sitting here today, Matty, and I can't tell you exactly.
Now let's explain. Well, I can tell you. It's turned ISIS loose worldwide as a proxy army of Saudi Arabia. But imagine, I want to tell that CNN reporter something, lady. Even Gore Vidal admitted before he died that he would go on CNN, they would have generals there and others in PSYOPs saying what he couldn't say. Okay? And that's all come out even in the Washington Post of all places. Do you understand that globalists are backing radical Islamics, Wahhabists, under the name ISIS, Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, all over the world? And you understand that the entire military knows this now. We've done our job. Do you understand the police now know about this? Do you understand the governors know? Do you understand we know? Do you understand that? You sit up there thinking we're morons, telling your audience this is preposterous and, you know, he's not going to apologize because he's such a dishonest person. He's telling the truth. We're going to come back and play the clip and then go to your phone calls. Matt, Andy, Jim, Joey, Zach, and others. Toll-free number to join us. 800-259-9931. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Please don't take the site for granted. I want to thank you all for your support. The globalists are really moving against freedom worldwide because they know freedom is rising. So don't get too depressed, but the battle is on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
What the globalists are doing is just destabilizing things. But what does that mean? They're not just destabilizing the economy, the family, common sense, logic. They're out there on purpose saying the word mother and father is bad, and the brown paper bags are hateful, the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist, or if you ask for brownies, that's racist. This is all being done to just totally put people into a catatonic state, to just roll over and keep their mouths shut, to feel henpecked, to feel guilty. I'm going to your phone calls, and then in the next hour, I'm going to look at the state of the world and the state of the economy and why the West is trying to start a war with Russia. And it's simple. The globalists took Russia over in 1917. They lost control in the last decade. Putin arrested the oligarchs, kicked most of them out. Doesn't mean he's perfect. Doesn't mean he's got a perfect government. But they don't have a pro-death eugenics government. China's another power structure, but it's following the one-child policy. It's following the New World Order. It likes it. Communist Chinese made a deal with the Anglo-American establishment to be the world production system. As long as they weren't military, they would divide up the powers. China has double-crossed the New World Order, which they were always meant to do. Russia is just over there trying to stabilize things and trying to not be overthrown. And the globalists are hitting them with the Islamists. They're hitting them with all these different ethnic groups on their borders. They're doing open attempts to overthrow the Russian government. That's on the news. I mean, on Fox and CNN, they go, of course we've got people trying to change the elections in Russia and put somebody else in. Of course we want to do this and that. And Russia is standing up against it. I mean, you say Tsarist Russia was good when it fought back against Napoleon? Better than Napoleon. You know, what do you say about Russia when it fought back against Hitler? Well, sure, Stalin was planning to attack. Hitler did a sneak attack back. The rest is history. The point is that Stalin isn't running Russia today. And mainline analysts. In fact, before we do this big special report next hour, let's pull up that Princeton head professor about the new McCarthyism and the rest of it. Because, you know, back in the 50s, there was a real communist threat in this country. And as soon as McCarthy found out that the army and the Pentagon and the globalists were actually working with the Russians, oh, he had to be shut down immediately at that point. See, because at that point, Russia was still a quasi-client state with the West. When Stalin kicked Trotsky out, then the Cold War started because Russia wasn't 100% playing ball anymore. He wasn't Uncle Joe anymore. In World War II, he was in the newspaper as Uncle Joe, the loving helper. But they kicked the Trotskyites out, which you know is the neocons today. They came to the U.S. They were given support here as defectors. They first ran to Mexico and were being hunted down and killed, including Trotsky with an ice axe. And again, if you don't know this history, it's all documented, undebated. It's there. And so the New World Order is hopping pissed about Russia. They cannot stand. That's theirs. They took that over. They killed tens of millions of Russians every, you know, few decades and their neighbors. And hundreds of millions were put through, you know, slave camps in the 85 years. Sometimes up to 20% of the population. And it was just a wonderland of social engineering and political correctness. And now it's all going to hell in a handbasket for them. It's not just Donald J. Trump channeling Alex Jones, is it? As the headlines read, no. They're not channeling Alex Jones. Vladimir Putin's not channeling Alex Jones. Neither is Trump. They're channeling reality and real politics. Because the truth is, I've read the enemy's own handbooks. That's why what we say is so accurate. I'd love to take credit. But we've got the enemy's playbooks. So we're idiots if we don't beat this thing. Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Briefly, I mean, I just keep saying this every segment now because I know things are so serious. Please don't take for granted the local AM and FM affiliates you're listening to right now. Please promote the show, become a sponsor, support the sponsors, let them know why you're supporting them, give a donation, whatever. It's time to spend the money. It's time to spend the energy. It's time to put the billboards up. It's time to get your own show. It's time to put up a website. It's time to put out a newsletter. It's time to call in on talk radio. It's time to go run for office. Whatever you do, use any platform you can to get information out into the public venue. And I know you know that. So take the podcast, subscribe to it, get your friends and family to subscribe, send them video links, articles, information, download the free iPhone app or Droid app onto your friends and family's phones. Tell them, hey, give me your phone. You listen to Alex Jones. Let me put this free app on here for you. This is forbidden information. This gives you what they don't want you to know. And believe me, they start listening. It'll be a whole new world. That's how we got this big this far. We need to triple down and get crazy aggressive now. Crazy aggressive. Because the globalists aren't arrogant anymore. They're scared. They realize we're beating them. They realize what's happened. They realize the military, worldwide militaries, on average, don't like to be oppressors. They're always given these false paradigms. They're doing this for the greater good. Now they understand the real template, especially our military. And they're listening, folks. And once you listen a little bit, it's not like you got to keep tuning in and know what's going on. You already know. You go out and see it for yourself. The paradigm shift. It's like a hidden image on a wall. Once you see it, why didn't you see it before? I'm not telling people what to think. I'm getting them to put on the glasses or take off the scanner glasses, take off the darkly. All you got to do is start actually looking at how things run, not the whole false system they put out, and it's game over. So please don't take the broadcast for granted. I know you don't, but I try not to take it for granted. It's amazing how people we reach, and it's a big responsibility. And I just pray that God will give me the strength and the providence to do the best job I can. I want to thank you also for your financial support. You need these solar panel systems. People need storable foods to not be dependent on the system. People need high-quality water filtration systems. People need the good halogen, pure, clean, true atomic iodine. Folks need DNA Force. So these are just great products that should be staples in every home. Folks need to have colloidal silver as a countermeasure to all these superbugs and the garbage that's out there. It's 50% off. Biggest special ever. We only offer that like once or twice a year. We've got 40% off on Anthroplex, male enhancement, just to counter the globalist onslaught, super male vitality, super female vitality. We've got so many great products. Hillary for President shirts. Look at the effect that had on international media and is having. It is a fight with the individuals and humanity against the globalists. So please support us today. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLive.com. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls now. We're going to go to Matt, Andy, Jay, Zach, and then Gary. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Matt in Florida. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you.
Go ahead.
I had a comment on Julian Assange. I just wanted to say that I don't understand why he shouldn't be universally celebrated as somebody who champions truth, for the human race,
Well, he's definitely proven he's the real deal in the last 5 years, 6 years, and so is Snowden.
Well, I hopefully that if something does happen to him, maybe 4 or 5 more Julian Assanges will pop up, But I had a question for you. Do you know off the top of your head of any leaks that come to the top of your head that are actually detrimental, where they can say that he's some horrible enemy of the state? When has he done that? Or what,
Has he ever? No, he hasn't. That's a really great point, Matt. Listen, I said earlier before a break that I was going to come back and talk about why conservatives are such failures, and I never got to it. I'll get to it later if I have time. But we spend most of our time responding to the globalist media. And I did that as well. Earlier, pointing out that what he said about Al-Qaeda and ISIS being supported by Hillary is totally true, that she helped found ISIS. So did Obama. But I hear conservatives calling talk radio, and they try to sound as reasonable as they can. I know you Democrats claim there's too many shootings and deaths, but and you're blaming gun owners for what's happening. But that's like blaming somebody for their free speech, blaming everybody's speech. That's not how you counter them, because it's not true. You're lying. They want our guns to enslave us. They want our guns to dominate and control us. They're horrible dirtbag hypocrites that have bodyguards paid for by taxpayers in most cases. So there's this attempt by men in general to drive the most conservative car, dress the most conservatively, and act real calm and kind of replete a safe talking point. And that's why we're in so much trouble. We are overrun by crime. They bring in millions of people undocumented, many of them with TB that's non-treatable. That is run up and down the street naked with your hair on fire to get people's attention. We've been put in this state of comfort while we're being lobotomized. And all these jackass men that think because they act reasonable that that's manly. You're not manly. And because you craft your arguments and want to sound safe and want to sound reasonable, you're jackasses. I can't stand you. Because you're so paralyzed by what other people think. A lot of you are smart enough to actually know what's going on, but you think it's like status that you kind of get into a George Will mode and that somehow you're really cool then. No, what you are is a punk. You think these drooling masses of people hear your, quote, reasonable argument and care? They're servile scum. And I don't mean the hard-working masses, people that are awake and know what's going on. We have more knowledge than the average establishment person. I mean the giant, lazy, unwashed masses in the system that are like piranhas. It doesn't matter. When they're doing illegal surveillance and they're torturing people, that's illegal. That information needs to come out so it stops. And the argument that you get, quote, people killed, well, that's just the way it goes because they shouldn't be doing that to begin with. But no, WikiLeaks has been very, very careful about what they release. And so has Snowden. Hillary in her emails actually exposed a bunch of real moles the U.S. and others had inside dangerous countries. She probably got paid to do it. Andy in Maine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I spoke with you a couple of weeks ago about conducting our own exit polling and volunteering at the polls.
Yes.
And I wanted to give you an update and reach out to every listener out there and also sort of encourage them by saying, in the time that it's been since I spoke to you with my Vote Protectors exclamation point group on Facebook, we since have hundreds of members of that group from every state in the union, people who want to get involved, and we now have voteprotectors.org up and running.
Well, that's fabulous news, and we need the Trump campaign to officially do it. We need independent news agencies to do it, and again, to go to areas that are key demographics, that are battleground areas especially, and then to just simply show what numbers, and again, it's recognized that exit polling is extremely, extremely accurate within 3 points of margin of error. And you just mark it down and you do it on video and say, hi, we're citizen exit pollers here. And of course, they'll try to send Democrats over to wait. It's illegal. Get away. No, you're 100 feet away or whatever the local law is. And then people want to, you know, talk about, hey, we're doing an exit poll. Would you like to help us with the accuracy? And just see how they did it. And then videotape it, put it on YouTube as you speak with the results, so that in live time, we can match all that up. And guaranteed, there'll be articles written about it, you name it. And you may be the person out there in Ohio or in Pennsylvania or in Florida or other areas that ends up taking it over the top.
Well, I wanted to let you know we're trying to conduct things nonpartisanly to reach out to everybody across from the progressives to the conservatives. But what we're doing is starting next weekend, the 20th and the 21st, I want everybody to go to voteprotectors.org. We're going to have questionnaires, surveys up there. Take those surveys out to your area.
Well, listen, I think at this point, I don't screen the calls, but I don't let folks give out phone numbers and things like that because it'd be done to prank folks. And I don't think you're trolling us. We've had a lot of people try that before. So send me your info. And then let me, you know, try to vet who you are and this organization before I get InfoWars and our audience fully behind something. I'm in general telling folks we need lots of groups out doing exit polling, and I appreciate your call. We can put them on hold and get his number, Andy. I'm sure you're for real. This is a great idea. I'm glad you're doing it. Thanks for taking action. We just need to not let our opposition be led by the opposition. And so I need to vet, obviously, some organization before I really start promoting it here on air. But I'm glad you called in with the fact that you're taking action to set up your own exit polling system. Fabulous job. So we need to get in touch with Andy and then vet who he is and his background and find out who he is and if he's a legitimate group. And it looks like they're taking action, and we could get behind those folks and maybe link them up with Roger Stone or somebody else. All I'm saying is there are 8 different battleground states, 8 of them, maybe 10. But if you're in New York, if you're in Ohio, if you're in Pennsylvania, if you're in Wisconsin, if you're in Florida, if you're in some of those other states, you need to be out there doing exit polling. If you're inside the polling stations, whatever, you know, you need to be gathering that information so that it can be gotten out to the public. It's a great point. Zach in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yep, on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, my question is, do you think Hillary will back out of the debates and say something like, Trump's a bully, he's racist, and the media will back her up, and then we won't have a real debate in this country.
Well, they're busy going with a talking point that you know comes from Hillary, that he's canceling the debate because he protested it, and that he's dropping out, that he's a loser, and he's 5,000 points behind, or whatever new, or, you know, or that you know he's a fairy godmother or whatever, or his wife's a prostitute. I mean, they're spewing every lie you can imagine. Hillary could have health problems and end up dropping out, but I mean, I think that's speculation. Have you seen anything towards that direction?
Yeah, I could see that, but if I think he debates her, he's got to crush her, and his poll numbers will go way up, like, right after the debates.
Well, they keep implying that he's preparing an exit strategy and going to quit. He just keeps saying it's not true. They just keep saying he's losing, he's quitting, just like they said that Ben Carson was losing and he quit. And again, that basically knocked him out of the race. This is serious, serious dirty tricks. What do you think?
Did you see the thing on CNN the other day, Don Lemon versus Dan Bongino, and how they were just making
You know,
everything
since you mentioned that, I'll play that when we come back from break. We got a lot of really great clips I haven't gotten to yet, and that's one of them. I mean, Don Lemon is such a joke, and CNN is such a joke. I mean, the show has a couple hundred thousand viewers on CNN. We have affiliates that carry this show that have hundreds of thousands of listeners on their morning shows. I mean, it's just a total facade. The dinosaur media, the enemy media is a facade. We'll be back. Stay with us.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
before you slip into like loveless mind control mode, you might want to actually study history. That's the point I'm making. I'm going to go back to your phone calls, then I'm going to get into World War III. A lot of mainline analysts say that we are getting closer to it every day. What does Vladimir Putin have to say? Because more and more we play clips of what Putin's talked about, and then they go super viral because no one really knew this was going on in the West. That's what Putin's saying. He's like, aren't you aware of what's going on? So I've got some clips I've played before, some other clips I haven't played in the next hour, in the latter two-thirds of the next hour that we're going to be getting to, but I'm about to go right back to your phone calls. Separately, though, I always talk about how this is a dichotomy between people that are in a trance state and just go with whatever the mainstream media says and those of us that are awake. And I don't mean that in some patronizing way like we've got all the answers. But clearly, you look at history, by every benchmark, we're going into a very, very serious oligarchy, corporate worldwide oligarchy, where they're the new royalty and are above the law. But here's the problem. There's never been such a big, open, free country with so much wealth. That's not just our history. It's technology. It's human population. It's our time in history. It's not that the West was perfect. It's just the Renaissance was so incredible and a rebellion against the Dark Ages and suppression that it coincided and allowed the acceleration of a lot of technology that has empowered humanity to a great extent. It's also made us very, very decadent. So there's a paradox there that it's allowed greater corruption to grow and greater slovenliness to grow and greater decadence to grow and greater slouching towards Gomorrah to develop than we've ever seen. Not just in the population in general, but the elites themselves. And they've gotten away with more and more, so they're somewhat delusional. A lot of them are on a lot of different drugs. A lot of them are very, very mentally ill. They've got megalomania. I mean, this is a serious situation. But you've got parallel tracks with so much freedom and jurisprudence and private property and wealth left that as it runs side by side, they're able to build tyrannies that the world's never seen. I mean, the level of the surveillance, the level of lies, the level of evil, any weak group, third world country, unborn children, poor people, they can target, they savage the hell out of. They leave you alone if you got a little bit of money and stuff because they're predators. They're going after the low-hanging fruit first, but gearing everything up to end prosperity. And that's all I can say to people. I cannot express to you how evil the globalists are. For God's sake, the New World Order's pure death. It's horrible. It's anti-freedom. It's anti-liberal. It's anti-prosperity. It's anti-choice. It's so bad. Why do you think it's allied with the worst forms of Islam and turning it loose worldwide? Let's not debate whether there's been good forms of Islam and whether there's been some golden ages of Islam where they were actually less barbaric than Christians in the Dark Age. I've actually studied it. There were some cases, okay? I want to say Christianity's way more altruistic. So is Judaism on average. But Islam's had some high points, okay? The average Arab, or if you get into Persia, brain, they're smart folks on average, but they got a lot of tribalism, bad habits, bad stuff going on, a lot of oppression, a lot of craziness. A lot of the Saudis have been inbreeding. A lot of them are mentally ill. I mean, let's just talk about what's going on. I'm talking about the Saudi royal family. I mean, they all look identical. It's total fruitcakes. So you've got all this happening, and so it's the best of times, worst of times, as I'm always saying ad nauseum. We're going to break back your calls. That when this sucker derails, people are in for a spectacularly rude awakening. Because you've just got like a consortium of evil with bad will towards the general public, engaged in all sorts of bizarre experimentation, you name it. And I just want to talk to so-called trendies and people in the system who think they're in power because they're going along with this. You're useful idiots. I mean, I'm not wrong about this, okay? I know what I'm talking about. There's a reason military and foreign governments and others listen to us, because they can't tune in anywhere else or anything that makes any sense. We know what we're talking about. You're fooling yourself if you don't believe us, okay? And I mean, look into what we're saying.
Communications, radio.
I want you to succeed. I don't want to keep you in the dark.